This is Michael Angley with the Daily Update for Friday, March 24th, 2017. Thousands of people gather in London in Trafalgar Square for a candlelight vigil to stand against terrorism. You know, a strong sense of solidarity and camaraderie, people loving, hugging each other, that in essence is what defeats evil. If you want to know what defeats evil, it's that kind of love. People stopping to thank the police on the street for doing such a great job. And they said, Britain is one, but an attack on one is attack on us all. And I feel the same way. We need to defeat terrorism, whether it's Islamic terrorism or any other type. We need to defeat that hate and that anger and that destruction with love. Donald Trump approves the Keystone Pipeline to cut through the United States from Canada down to the Gulf to the refineries. So 800,000 barrels of oil a day is their output, apparently, a 1,700-mile pipeline. And then this has been fought against by Barack Obama because he said that the State Department at the time said it didn't serve the interest of the people. To me, this is more of a symbolic gesture right now. If you look at the price of oil and how cheap it is, we don't really need any Canadian oil to go down to the Gulf. I mean, it's Canada's deal. They want that oil refined, and it's a whole separate thing for them. But it's an $8 billion pipeline. Does it serve our interests? I don't know. I mean, at this point, it'll create jobs, but that's jobs in the interim. But it's not long term. So I think that personally, it's going to damage nature. A lot of it's been built already, and they were just looking for the permit to cross the border, basically, and come from Canada into the United States. Will they do it? Will they not do it? I don't know. But Donald Trump is pushing it through. There's been a scientific breakthrough, amazing, repairing damaged cells. Wow. So they're saying it'll be anti-aging. They're saying they can repair the cells in your bodies if you have cancer and you've been damaged by chemotherapy. So David Sinclair, the scientist involved, the Department of Genetics at Harvard Medical School, had come upon this with his team. And then basically they took mice and then they were able to regenerate cells in old mice and make them young again. Amazing. So NASA, of course, is interested in this. Anytime an astronaut goes into space, their bodies get a lot of cell damage from the radiation. They start to degenerate. So this can mitigate the damage of deep space travel. And human tests will begin in 6 months. There's so many unanswered questions in this. Is this going to be only for the rich and famous? There's a lot of things that need to be discussed if this really works on people. But to regenerate your cells, in essence, could make you live a lot longer and make you look young for that length of time. Basically, you wouldn't age. It's an amazing discovery. So we'll see what happens from that. HBO producer Mark Henry Johnson, 52 years old, goes out partying with a married Long Island doctor, a mother of three. All right, they're out hitting all these different bars, drinking like crazy, doing cocaine all night long. They go back to his place at 4:30 in the morning. Mind you, she's a married woman with three children. She goes back to his place, they're partying more, and then at some point, she passed out. They thought she was dead or something or dying. They drag her out into the hallway and call 911. So now he's charged with drug crimes and conspiracy and all these different things. And he just made a deal for himself where he can only get maybe 2 years instead of 10 of what it would have been. But you know what? People saying, she's a mother. How dare you? And a doctor. And what do you mean, how dare you? Her name is Christian Curvaney, 38 years old from Long Island. Yeah, married mother, doctor, a dermatologist, and mother of three. No one forced her to go out drinking and do drugs with these guys. Nobody forced her to do any of it. She did it, and where was her responsibility to her family, to her husband, to her children? This whole story reeks of irresponsibility. From the HBO producer with the drugs, and then this woman, unbelievable. You know what? She went out kicking up her heels with an HBO producer and his cocaine dealing friend, hung out all night long, drank and did drugs, and then she died. Where is her responsibility to her family and to herself? So, wow. Yeah, so the guy drags her out in the hallway. He's in a panic, and I'll tell you, cocaine and alcohol doesn't exactly help you make the best choices in life. So they called 911, waited for the ambulance, and the prosecutor said he should have gotten help right away, whatever. They did, but the prosecutor was a female, and she dragged this whole thing that, you know, he was the male, and he should have known better, and out there. It's like all of a sudden this gender stuff comes into play. What about just plain old responsibility for people unto themselves? So what a terrible story, and now those three children have no mother, and now the husband has to scratch his head saying, what the hell was my wife doing out there with those guys drinking and doing cocaine and doing the things that she did? Wow. The FBI says that Hawaiian judge, U.S. District Derek Watson, has received death threats after he issued his ruling on Donald Trump's travel ban. So check this out. This guy gets visited by Barack Obama a day before he issues this ban. Do you think that there's something amidst? Do you think that Obama is meddling in the Trump administration and trying to stop things from happening that he doesn't think should happen? He's not the president anymore. So here we go. And keep in mind, Obama appointed this judge too. So not only did he appoint him, he visited him in a surprise trip to Hawaii the day before he made this ruling. You need justice in this world. And in that justice, there's a process. It's a due process. So if you're going to say this travel ban is racist or he's going to prejudice in any way, we can examine that. We can look at that. But if you're just going to do things because the last president thinks so, then that's wrong. And Obama's meddling. He's meddling in this government. And he's got this secret shadow government going on behind it. It doesn't need to happen. It's going to hurt people in the long run. And it's going to hurt him in the long run, you know? So let's celebrate the day today. We are talking about flatmate or roommate day. So, of course, in England, they call them flatmates. A flat's like an apartment, you know. Here in the United States, we say roommate. Either or, to celebrate that day, get your roommate some flowers. Do something nice. Make dinner. Do something, you know. Clean up the place. Maybe go and clean out your flatmate roommate's room, because I'm sure it's a mess. Do something nice for the person that shares your space. Today is also Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. So who doesn't love chocolate covered raisins? When I was a kid, my sister told me that they were ants, and I never ate them because she's such a nasty ass like that. So later on down the road, I realized that they weren't ants, even though there are chocolate covered ants. It's chocolate covered everything. You can get chocolate covered bacon. I think there's chocolate covered everything. But this day is about chocolate covered raisins. So go out, get a handful, have some fun. They're not ants. Don't eat the ants. It wouldn't be my suggestion to eat ants. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Friday, March 24th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN Talk Radio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 Paz Christian. Have a great weekend.